Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics, our look at national and local politics. I'm Beatrice Costalima. This week, we take a look at federal funding cuts to hospitals that went in place Sunday and that could have a significant impact on Missouri hospitals. The Disproportionate Share Hospital Program, also known as DSH, is a federal funding program that helps offset the costs for hospitals that serve uninsured patients. When the Affordable Care Act was passed in 2010, DSH payments were scheduled to go down because fewer people would be uninsured. But the Supreme Court ruled that states weren't obligated to expand Medicaid under the ACA. 19 states, including Missouri, opted not to expand coverage. That meant DSH payments to cover uninsured patients were still crucial for hospitals in those 19 states. So Congress delayed the implementation of the DSH cuts for the last few years. This year, however, Congress didn't pass legislation to continue delaying the cuts. I spoke with Dave Dillon with the Missouri Hospital Association about what this means for Missouri.
I think that this issue was caught in the greater discussions of in Congress about what the Affordable Care Act was going to look like or if there was going to be a full replacement for the Affordable Care Act.
Dillon says without a solution, the cuts would fall on some of the poorest states in the nation, including Missouri, which chose not to expand Medicaid.
You know, there are about 300,000 individuals who would qualify under the Affordable Care Act that don't have insurance now, that these funds help offset the loss of providing care to them when they seek it.
Dillon says because of how Missouri manages its budget, the state wouldn't feel the loss of DSH payments immediately. But if nothing is done, hospitals will be hit hard in the coming years. Beginning in 2019, Dillon says Missouri would lose an estimated $157 million in federal funds. That number would increase every year. By 2024, it would be $419 million.
Hospitals will always have a federal requirement to treat and stabilize individuals who come in. But how far they can go beyond that to provide care would be very much in question. Whether they could operate with the service lines that they currently have or extend ambulance services, or those kind of questions, those are all questions that without Medicaid we were already exploring as a hospital community.
Dillon says even with DSH payments, Missouri hospitals provided nearly $1.2 billion worth of care in 2015 that they didn't get paid for. And he says this problem will be especially hard for rural hospitals.
Rural hospitals face a problem of demographics that place them where their population is older and sicker, but it's also less likely to be insured.
I also spoke with Tim Walters, who works at one of those rural hospitals. He's the director of reimbursement at Citizens Memorial Hospital in Bolivar, Missouri. He says 75% of the hospital's patients are either on Medicare, Medicaid, or are uninsured. The hospital offers many services such as ambulances and walk-in clinics, but revenue usually isn't enough to cover the cost of those services.
It's programs like that we you know, they're a great service to offer to the community, but at some point we have to try and make sure we have the resources to continue to provide those services.
Dillon says it's not uncommon for Congress to go back and revise programs that need budget changes, so he's hopeful there will be a solution for the DSH cuts.
There are a handful of people in the state of Missouri who even realize this program exists. But given the scope of the numbers, it is absolutely essential to keeping hospitals running or being able to provide the type of services they want to offer to fulfill their mission.
To see a longer version of both interviews, visit KBIA.org. That's it for this week. I'm Beatrice Costalima. Thanks for listening.